Well, it could form a government of national unity with the centrist official opposition, the DA, the Democratic Alliance. The DA got 22% of the vote, which makes it the next biggest party after the ANC in South Africa. But the DA has policies that are fundamentally different from those of the ANC. For example, the DA is very pro-West, pro-America, pro-Europe, wants closer ties with that side of the world, and also wants to privatize inefficient state companies, which the ANC has previously said is a non-negotiable for them, and they'll never do this. The DA also wants to scrap affirmative action and other ANC black economic empowerment policies. It says the ANC has abused these to enrich itself and to enrich people close to the party. The DA wants these policies replaced with what it calls merit-based employment. Now, I have spoken a little while ago to DA leader John Steenhuisen, and he said he's willing to talk to what he calls the reasonable part of the ANC. In a speech about an hour ago, Steenhuisen appealed to parties that respect the Constitution to put what he called pettiness aside and work towards unity. And now he can only be talking about the ANC and Ramaphosa's ANC. Now, the purpose of these talks, said Steenhuisen, would be to rescue South Africa from a government of what he called the radical Umkhonto-we-Sizwe party of former President Jacob Zuma and Julius Malema's economic freedom fighters, the EFF.
Suppose the ANC decides it wants to partner with a combination of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party of Julius Malema and the MK Party. What are the possibilities and also the likely minefields?
There are still a lot of people within the ANC who are very supportive of Jacob Zuma, who feel that he was treated really unfairly and really badly by President Cyril Ramaphosa when Ramaphosa ousted him in late 2017. They just believe that he did good things for South Africa. Despite the many corruption allegations against him, he is immensely popular around South Africa, as this election has proved. So he's still got a hell of a lot of sympathy within the ANC. That, of course, puts the current ANC leadership, including Ramaphosa and the members of the national executive inside the ANC, in a big bind. Because if it does go with the Democratic Alliance and reject MK and EFF, it faces an internal revolt.